This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will virtually address the BAPS Karyakar Suvarn Mahotsav, the Golden Jubilee celebrations of BAPS volunteers this evening. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel, along with the state cabinet ministers, will also be present for the Golden Anniversary celebrations at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. Our correspondent reports that the event will felicitate the service of 1 lakh BAPS volunteers from across the globe. In South Korea, vote to impeach South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol over his brief imposition of martial law is in limbo. Members of his party walked out and the opposition called on them to return and vote. Meanwhile, people held a massive rally in Seoul today calling for President Yoon Suk-yeol's ouster over his attempt to impose martial law earlier this week. The rally took place near the National Assembly in Uido as Parliament is set to vote on the impeachment motion against President Yoon later in the day. President Yoon declared emergency martial law in an unexpected decision on Tuesday night, but subsequently lifted it hours later as the opposition-controlled parliament voted to reject it. Indian nationals have been advised to avoid all travel to Syria until further notification in view of the prevailing situation in the West Asian nation. In an advisory, External Affairs Ministry has asked the Indians currently in Syria to remain in touch with the Indian Embassy in Damascus for updates. The embassy's emergency helpline number is +963 9933 85973, and the email ID is hawk.damascus@mea.gov.in. Union Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda today said that no stone will be left unturned to achieve the target of a TB-free India. Addressing an event after launching the nationwide 100-day TB eradication campaign from Panchkula, he said the TB eradication program will prove to be a milestone in making the country tuberculosis-free by 2025. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the country's fight against TB has got stronger with the launch of a special 100-day campaign with a focus on the high-burden TB districts. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that India is fighting TB in a multi-pronged manner, with doubling its support to patients, Jan Bhagidari, newer drugs, the use of technology and better diagnostic tools. He appealed to all to come together and do their bit to eliminate TB. The Enforcement Directorate, or ED, seized 13.5 crore rupees in cash today during raids at 7 locations in Mumbai and Ahmedabad. An investigation into debit transactions from accounts in the Bank of Maharashtra and Nashik Merchant Cooperative Bank revealed transfers worth hundreds of crores to various companies. Prasar Bharati chairman Navneet Sehgal has said that the Wave OTT platform of Doordarshan will provide wholesome and healthy entertainment for all family members and also help the public broadcaster to extend its reach to a larger audience. During his visit to Doordarshan in Ahmedabad today, he emphasized that the Wave OTT platform will not only cater to new content, but also offer an opportunity for viewers to enjoy old, classic and popular programs of Doordarshan. Voting is underway in Ghana for the presidential and parliamentary elections. Some 18.7 million people are registered to vote in the West African country, which is grappling with one of the worst economic crises in a generation, leading to a major debt default. In France, the iconic Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris is reopening its doors today, 5.5 years after a devastating fire nearly destroyed the 861-year-old landmark in 2019. On the 15th of April, the roof of the medieval Gothic masterpiece burst into flames. And in cricket, India were 128 for 5 at stumps in their second innings against host Australia on day 2 of the second test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy at Adelaide Oval. The visitors trailed by 29 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.